Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Your first mission is to keep yourself happy.
It's living for self that is so exhausting and frustrating because you were made to live for Him. So when you begin to please Him, you begin to thrive. It's not a burden. It's not a duty. It's a joy. I come alive. This is what I was made for.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It is time to be very, very careful. Careful. What was the guy who would shoot at Bugs Bunny? What was his name?
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd. Be very, very careful. It is that time indeed. This is Wretched Radio. No doubt you're still feeling the sting of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Most likely you've heard pretty much every angle of it expressed 600 or 700 different times. So I'm hoping that this approach will be unique and helpful as we answer the question, how now do we respond to a world that rejoiced at the assassination of a young man, a husband, and a father for simply practicing free speech on a sunny day on a university campus in Utah? If we do not think this through wisely and well, we will likely have the wrong response, the least effective response, and potentially a sinful response. What is the response? Well, we talked about that yesterday here on Wretched Radio. Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. And then now we're going to try to answer the question, how do we see these people? How do we view these people? And how do we react to these people? You've been feeling this for a long time. The divide in this country has been seismic. It's already been so big. You wonder, how can I live in a cul-de-sac with people who support abortion or the mutilation of children or utter perversion? How do I live with these people? I think the Charlie Kirk assassination exacerbated that, and it made it it didn't expand the chasm. It revealed the chasm. And now we got to figure out, how do I live with these people? How do I respond to them? Because we do interact with other human beings. There's a helpful article. I wish I could give the guy credit. His initials are on it. JB. So JB, thanks. It's from The Ramparts on Substack.com, titled The Demons Among Us. He's going to use biblical language. The demons, we're living amongst demons. And now we've got to figure out, okay, now that we know, now that it's been made crystal clear, Zoink Scoob, what do we do about, how do we live with these people? Really well-written article. The most revealing part was not the act itself, but the reaction that followed. In offices and classrooms and hospitals and newsrooms and homes and in online feeds came not horror, but laughter. Not grief, but glee. Memes spread, justifications were offered, nurses, lawyers, journalists, professors, teachers entrusted with our children's minds treated an assassination as a spectacle to be enjoyed. Well, he got what he was had coming to him. He said some really mean things. Whoa. That's subhuman. That's not the response of anybody with any semblance of a moral compass. And JB rightly remarks, this response tore away a mask. I'm grateful we still have a mask, sort of, in this country. For the most part, people are trying to obey the laws. They're, you know, walking up and just punching people in the nose. Well, they're doing some of that, but not as a rule. But with the Charlie Kirk response, the mask of congeniality, politeness, something horrifying was revealed behind that mask. A country already polarized, this is from the article, suddenly saw something deeper than disagreement. It saw the absence of a moral code. People tried to look into others' souls and found there was nothing there. They realized they were living among demons. Okay, if that's true. Okay, by the way, The people that laughed and mocked, they aren't demons themselves. They are certainly influenced by demons. As a rule, I don't think we evangelicals have been spending a lot of time lately. There was a trend with like the something buster, not Ghostbusters, but bondage breakers and the focus on demonic activity. And there are some circles that still like to give way too much time and attention to the devil, but that is not to dismiss the reality of their activity on this planet. And we make a mistake if we're never willing to say that's demonic. The individuals who are doing these things, they aren't demons. Those were angels that fell, but they are certainly acting demonically. And this article reveals it, and it does raise the question in my mind, okay, now that we're painting this with biblical pastels, how do we live with these folks? Back to JB, this language is not metaphor. In a healthy society, murder provokes revulsion, regardless of politics. In a healthy society, even the fiercest opponents acknowledge the humanity of the fallen. To watch a man gunned down and feel delight is not a difference of opinion. It is a deformation of the soul. It is in the truest sense of the word demonic. Not horns and fire, but the hollowing out of conscience until only spite remains. How many could qualify for these descriptors? I don't know, but it's not a little. It's not a few. It's too many. And I think this is one of the reasons why the Charlie Kirk assassination continues to linger. This has revealed much about our society. For decades, writes JB, civic leaders have preached unity. We must heal. We must come together. Such calls, however, presume a shared moral substrate, a baseline recognition of human dignity. But the reaction to Kirk's murder shattered that presumption. I think we talked about this a day or two ago. Even natural law is being denied when we demean the death of an image bearer of God. We got no baseline here. How do you work with this? How do you deal with this? There can be no unity with people who celebrate bloodshed. There can be no common ground with people whose first instinct at a killing is to make a joke. You can't find unity with demons. Now, this guy writes, demons must be crushed, not with reciprocal violence, but with unyielding moral clarity, I agree, and the refusal to reward cruelty, agree. But is that going to get somebody whose bent is demonic to not act demonically? I don't think so. And once again, we return, I think, to the garden. You say, how did we just get there? We got there because if we fail to remember the purpose of the planet, we will not respond rightly. We'll read articles like this. Yeah, we speak with moral clarity. Okay, that's good. I agree with that. We've got to, quote, crush the demons. Well, okay, how exactly does that happen? And I think the answer is found in the garden. What is the purpose of the planet? Here it is. It's Genesis 3:15. Men fell, incurring the wrath of God for sin for all time, with a promise that he would send a head crusher whose heel would be bruised. That's the purpose of the planet. God's plan to redeem sinners through the redemptive work of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he's doing on the planet. And if I forget that, I'm going to find alternative ways to respond to people. My response to these people is, you are so lost. Listen to yourself. You are laughing at the death of a young man and a father? My friend, your mind is darkened. You need it to be illuminated. You're incurring the wrath of God. We need to preach the gospel to these people. That's the only thing that will ultimately change demonic activity. You're not... If people are indeed demons and demonically influenced, okay, let's forget people for a moment. Demons. You're walking down the street. Here comes a demon. What are you going to say to persuade him to not be demonic? You go, well, that'd be kind of a fool's errand. Bingo. Same thing is true with a human being. They need regeneration. They need a new heart. with new desires. And it wasn't just elites, writes JB. In neighborhoods across the country, ordinary citizens posted the same memes. Just terrible stuff. A culture marinated in nihilism has produced a citizenry for whom the sanctity of life is conditional. When a society's instinctive reaction to murder is mockery, that society has lost more than civility. It has lost its soul. Might I tweak that a bit? Its soul is on a highway to hell. That is what this reveals. This reveals the lostness of humanity. And I'm sorry, legislation ain't going to change hearts and minds. Programs, teaching better in schools. It's just not going to fix these minds that are so darkened and depraved. Can we please consider channeling our angst about Charlie Kirk and aiming it in a Genesis 3:15 direction and responding to this instead of being in fear? And instead of like, oh, are they winning? Did they get more votes? What political party is in power? But returning to the garden to do what? To proclaim salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Wretched Radio.
Let me ask you something. How much time did you spend on your phone yesterday? Don't answer that out loud. It's probably pretty embarrassing for the both of us. But here's the thing. You're going to be on that thing anyway, right? So why not use some of that time for something that actually matters? The Fortis Plus app. That's right. It is packed with content that'll change how you think, how you lead, and how you live. Hundreds of hours of teaching from voices you can trust. Marriage advice that actually works. Parenting wisdom rooted in scripture and theology that connects your mind to your life. And get this. It's all free. Completely free. No subscription, no hidden fees. Just solid biblical content available whenever you want it. Plus, we're adding stuff every day, including my news feature that'll help you understand what's really happening in our culture through a biblical worldview. That's my intent anyway. Look, the world is trying to disciple you through your phone every day. Why not fight back with truth? Download Fortis Plus right now. It's free, it's powerful, and it's time to take back your screen time and use it for the kingdom. Fortis Plus at fortisplus.org.
Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? The love and trust between you, has that been now replaced with bitterness and betrayal and even silence? Well, know that you're not alone. Marriages everywhere are falling apart. Introducing Transformed Season 4. Six brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. 13 honest, powerful episodes that show you exactly how God's Word changes everything. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at fortisplus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship. Whether your marriage needs healing or you just want to grow stronger together, this series, Transform Season 4, is for you. Streaming now at fortisplus.org.
So we decided to run the gospel through a focus group, and they loved the part about love.
Then came the notes. Sin? Well, it sounds a little bit harsh, so they suggested we call it personal brokenness. Hell? Well, that's a big negative. Maybe spiritual separation? Saying Jesus is the only way? Well, that's just intolerant. You have to make him one of many meaningful paths. And the call to repent and believe, that just raises a little bit of friction. How about like and subscribe? We thank them for their time and kept the message. If you're done rounding off the edges, Witness Wednesday here at Wretched Radio will help you share the real gospel, a holy God, real sin, a just wrath, a crucified and risen Savior, and a clear call to repent and believe. And we'll do it kindly, clearly, and without the sales pitch. It's Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio. You can listen to your heart's content at fortisplus.org.
Know your reformers. Ulrich Zwingli was a Swiss reformer who pioneered expository preaching, introduced the regulative principle, and brought a republican government to Switzerland. He fought against the Roman Catholic Church for theological and political independence and died in battle. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Prepare for radio mime.
No, anything but mime.
And bagpipes, if you don't mind me adding. This is Wretched Radio. You can't see this, but imagine I've got my hand way above my head. That line way up there, that's the standard. This is the society's cultural level. These are their moral values. These are the norms that we believe elevate the soul as opposed to appealing to their basest instincts. Okay, that's the society. Which one am I imagining? Doesn't matter. That's the society. Now, about 8 inches underneath it with my other hand, 8 inches, that's where the society will be. So if you're a super moral society, that's the standard. The society itself will not meet that standard, but it'll be about 6 to 8 inches below it. Now, lower the right hand and bring that standard down 6 or 8 inches. Guess what happens? If your standard comes down, so too does the behavior of the citizenry. So now the society goes down another 6 or 8 inches. Bring the standard down some more to meet the people where they are. What happens? The society goes even lower still. Now, here's a question. If you and I, in response to the horrific assassination of Charlie Kirk, want that society to be behaving better, voting rightly, treating one another kindly, being big fans of liberty and freedom and a constitutional republic, if you want that, then our levels need to go way back up. Because right now, our societal standards are base. Case in point, something Charlie Kirk railed about, the music that is being created today for popular consumption is garbage. It is absolute trash. It is a horrid message. It's angry. It's rebellious. It does not cause the soul to soar. It causes the soul to become dark. Now, let's just say for a moment that there's better music. Let's go back in time, because the music that gets pumped out of people's listening devices, let's just say 100 years ago, they would have been like, what is that garbage? Go back 200 years ago, go back to the Baroque period, and they'd be like, we need to ban that forever. So let's just say that you and I, in order to have music that actually elevates the soul, that lifts us up, that brings us up, so that our standard is way up here. Okay, I think we would agree that, let's just say, a symphony and a ballet is better than rap and the twerking that you see on the sidelines at football games. Okay, can we agree? That's way up here. This is down here. The question is, how do we persuade a society to go up there? Go ahead. You go tell the kids, we're going to put an end to your rap music, and you're going to be listening to Tchaikovsky this week, and you'll be listening to Handel next week, and you're never again going to listen to that garbage. Go ahead. Let me know how that works out for you. You can't return it there unless the society wants to be there. And that is why all of this talk about trying to help America to be a more moral society or a better behaved society, I think has absolutely no chance of succeeding, because you're not going to persuade people to not indulge in their basest desires. Everybody, there will be no more Netflix. You're going to stop wasting your time watching so much football. Go ahead. Persuade culture. There's nothing. You can executive order all you want. It'll be like bootleg liquor. They're going to find it because that's what appeals to them. So how do you get the base things to not appeal to people? That's very simple. They have a heart change that no longer desires base things. It comes back to the gospel each and every time. Every time. And my, I don't want to say concern as if I have any sort of ability to determine what people should or shouldn't be doing. But my, I'm afraid that we're going to turn our attention even more to politics. And we're going to turn our attention more to logic and reason. You say, what's wrong with logic and reason? I say nothing, but it ain't as powerful as a two-edged sword. That if we try to go back to, you know, hey, we're just going to get louder about the trans issue. Well, okay, we're going to give more to political causes. Well, you do with your money as you see fit. But I don't think any of those things are going to be able to fix our society and elevate us as a culture so that people behave more morally. It will either be a heart issue or a cop issue. People will either behave morally because they're told to, iron fist rule, or they are simply going to desire grander, loftier, better things. I was watching a video. Some kid went into an urban center. And there's people, I think it was in Chicago, there are people walking around. They're actually carrying AK-47s out in the open. And he was talking to them about, hey, do you think that's a good idea? And basically the response, filled with lots of expletives, was nobody's taken this from me. Now, how would you persuade that individual to put that weapon of mass destruction down, which they use rather indiscriminately these days in Chicago? Are you going to persuade that? Improve the programming on PBS? Better after school programs? It's just not going to do it. You say, and this I wouldn't argue with you on this, families. We've got to have families stronger. Okay. What's it going to take to get a family stronger? Can you mandate that? Yeah, you can. You can insist that if you have a child out of wedlock, you'll be put in jail or something. I guess. How do you encourage somebody to get married, stay married, have babies, and to contribute to society and to do the things, whether you're a Christian or not, that promote human flourishing, like sticking with one spouse, going to church, getting an education? How are you going to persuade that? You can't. And when we long to return to an America that used to behave better, ask yourself the question, why? It's because the people were different. The majority worldview was by consent, not by imposition, by consent, Christian. You have to have Christian people for society's boats to rise. This article, it's titled, "The Demons Among Us," helps us perhaps clarify what our mission is here and how we are to go about accomplishing it. Societies, he writes, that normalize political murder do not remain societies for long. The difference between a free society and a mob is not the absence of violence, but the shared recoil from it. Once that recoil dies, nothing remains but tribes and bloodlust. I agree. All right. How do you change that? Now, here's some good news. If you think, Friel, you're being a little bit tedious, you just did the gospel, preach the gospel, evangelize with the gospel. Okay, how's about this for an upside? It's something you can do. Are you going to become the next president and impose these values? Are you going to be our Christian prince who mandates morality and makes these people that want to just kill each other indiscriminately behave better? No, I don't think you are. Are we going to see a big political movement at the next election? We might. It won't last. You're not going to affect, I'm sorry, much or anything, but you can if you preach the gospel. You can affect so much. You can affect eternity. You can participate in Genesis 3:15. The glorification of our God for sending his son to die for us while we were yet sinning. The very purpose for our existence is to proclaim the excellencies of Jesus Christ. It's something you can actually do. Do you want to affect change? Do you want to do something that would be good for people? The Bible is clear. Preach the word. Preach the gospel. Share your faith. Evangelize the lost. You can do that. And you can do it in a myriad of ways. I think we talked about this yesterday. You can share the gospel yourself. You can support the people who do. You can pray. You can get your church motivated and activated. Maybe you don't have the gift to be able to go out there and do it. I get that. But you are called to witness to your family and to the people that you come in contact, to give a reason for the hope that lies within you, to make the most of every opportunity. You're called to do that. You're not off the hook. But you can participate in active evangelism in so many ways. This is something we can do, and it is the only thing that we can do that will put an end to the demons among us. This is Wretched Radio.